Voting.
We good?
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody, councillors and staff, to the meeting and declare the meeting open at 4 p.m. This meeting is conducted in accordance with the Local Government Act 1993 and the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations 2025. All councillors are reminded of their obligations to act in the best interest of the community and declare any interest in the matter to be discussed. We acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we work and live, the Palawar people of this land, Tasmania, and recognise their continuing connection to the land, skies and waters, and we pay respects to the elders past and present. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd also like to advise you that today's council meeting is being live streamed and recorded. This means that members of the public who are unable to attend in person can still observe the proceedings. By remaining in this chamber, you are consenting to being filmed and recorded. Please be mindful of your actions and contributions as they'll be visible to the public, and thank you for your cooperation. So 25.1.1 is who we have present. We don't have any apologies, but we don't have a councillor, Gary Barnes, at the moment, so we'll list him as an apology.
We believe he's on the way, Mr. Mayor.
He's on the way, is he? Okay, so we'll put him there and just wait for his attendance. 25.1.3 is a leave of absence, which is Councillor Janet Drummond. 25.1.4 is we have staff in attendance. And 25.2.0 is public question time. And in accordance with Regulation 3338 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulations 2025, questions, whether from members of the public or councillors, must relate to the functions or activities of council, must not be defamatory, offensive or disrupt the orderly conduct of the meeting. A question asked at a meeting is to be concise, be clear, not a statement, have minimal preamble, and general statements are not permitted during question time. Members of the public and councillors may ask up to 4 questions per meeting, and the chairperson reserves the right to refuse a question in accordance with the regulations. If a question is refused, the reason will be stated and recorded in the minutes. So do we have any questions from the public, please, in public question time? Would you like to come forward, sir?
Yeah.
If you'd like to come forward and take a seat and just state your name.
Yeah, Graham Bush is my name. I live at Morris, and I would like to congratulate council on the structure plan for Savannah and Morris. I think it's great to get more creative vision and has developed with the community, for the community. So I think that's very positive. I do note that recently council approved a 70-lot subdivision in Scamander during a critical part of this structure plan process.
Can we just go to the question, though, please, sir?
I do need to set the same thing. The question is, to me, that devalues the structure plan process, both the consultation and the outcomes. So the question is, as a minimum, why could council not at least have parked that development application and considered it when the structure plan was complete?
Thank you very much for that. If you have that in writing, if you could give it to Linda here, Linda will take that, and there will be a response in 7 working days. Thank you. Do we have any further questions from the public or from councillors on behalf of the public? We have none. 25.3.0 is declaration of an interest of a councillor or a close associate. Do we have any at all? We have none. 25.4.1 is the draft Scamander Beaumaris structure plan. And Deb, would you like to come forward and walk us through this one?
So the draft has been distributed. Before council today is the draft Scamander Beaumaris structure plan. It's important to note that this is a document that's to be read together with the discussion paper, and it informs the direction of the structure plan. The two documents are designed to be interpreted with the contents of both in mind. The documents are before council Sorry, I'm just having an asthma attack.
Would you like a drink, Dad? Would you like a drink?
It's okay. I'm just...
Just take your time. And if
you want... it's fine. It's just... I had a bit of asthma before.
Yeah.
So the documents are before council for consideration of directing development services to release the documents for public consultation and engagement. It is important to highlight the distinction that the documents have not yet been endorsed by council, and public consultation engagement is an important step in developing the structure plan component prior to council considering the plan for endorsement. Following the consultation phase, council's consultants, ERA advisory, will prepare a consultation report and summary report detailing feedback received during the engagement process. This consultation period marks round two of the proposed... Just catching my... Sorry, my apologies, everyone.
Can I get
No, it's okay. I'll just finish this and I'll go use my Ventolin in a minute. Sorry, my apologies. This consultation period marks round two of the proposed engagement strategy and is planned to commence Monday the 3rd of November and continue until Sunday the 30th of November. The engagement strategy involves a second survey that can be accessed from the project website, pop-up sessions to be held at Scamander IGA on Wednesday the 12th of November from 2 to 4, and the Rivermouth Cafe on Thursday the 13th of November from 8 till 10 a.m. And importantly, a community workshop to be held at the Scamander Sports Complex on Wednesday the 12th of November at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The outcomes of the engagement period will help inform the draft structure plan, which will be presented to Council at a later date for endorsement consideration early in 2026. Primarily, the draft structure plan establishes a clear urban growth boundary for Scamander and Beaumaris to guide and manage development. The trends and characteristics that are influencing the direction of the structure plan are a changing population profile, a homogeneous housing profile with a need for more diverse housing options, the growing visitor economy, a change and unpredictable climate, and proximity to St Helens. The structure plan provides land use directions and supporting actions within a framework based on five key themes, being residential land and housing, industry and employment, social infrastructure and services, infrastructure and connectivity, and environment and landscape. The structure plan attempts to address the drivers of change and provide a framework to manage growth sustainably. Importantly, a large part of... Importantly, a large part of this process is understanding what the community values about the study area and what are the community aspirations for its future. Based on sound planning principles and in the interest of transparency, the draft structure plan does identify possible rezonings associated with residential land and housing and industry, and also employment land, and is brought to your attention is the mapping drawn on pages 84 to 91. This, of course, forms part of the community consultation process. It is important to note that in terms of residential land rezoning suggestions, these are based on the existing land use patterns and pattern of development and are not aimed at providing additional residential land. The supporting actions that are being proposed are detailed within section 6.3 of the draft plan and are divided up within the themes identifying the land use direction and the supporting action. The draft structure plan is before council with the recommendation to release the draft plan for community consultation and engagement for the period 3rd of November to the 30th of November.
You've done a good job getting through that, Deb.
Thank you.
You're okay now?
Yeah.
Look, thank you very much for that, Deb, and I think it's very important that we all understand there's a very measured process through this to get before council needs to make a decision. Community engagement is a very strong part of that. So can I get somebody to move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Fever, seconded Councillor Wright. Councillor Fever, would you like to make any comments on the officer's recommendation?
I'll just fully support it. I believe it's a really quality piece of work, so thank you.
Councillor Wright, would you like to comment?
Yes, I appreciate
the work this morning. Anybody else like to have any questions or comments on the officer's recommendation, what's been moved? Councillor Johnston.
Again, yes. Great work, and I think we should congratulate not only our planning staff, but obviously the consultants have done an excellent, excellent job. My question actually, and I'm not sure if this is possible, and it might be really to the consultants, is around community engagement for the draft structure plan. I'm wondering if the survey, while it's accessible by on the website, if it would be possible to make that survey somehow more available, whether that be, for me, I don't know how the Beaumaris people feel about it, but, you know, like, say, for example, at the Scamander Sports Community Complex, or, for example, also here at the office when sure. people come in. It just feels like there could be a more, if it could easily be done, you know, that would be, I think, quite helpful. I applaud them on the pop-up sessions and the community workshop, etc. I don't know if that's possible, but that would be my question, to make it as accessible as possible for all residents.
Yes.
That's my question.
Yeah, through the mayor. It is possible. Yep. Last time we did send out the questionnaire to a list of residents.
Okay.
So we can do that again, I'm sure.
Yep.
We can have hard copies available at the counter. That's fine.
Hmm.
We can make hard copies easily accessible, say perhaps at the Scamander Sports Complex.
Yep.
That's a possibility as well, and we can investigate those. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That would be wonderful. And the mail, if it can be mailed out, that emailed, I'm assuming, that would be also wonderful. So just as much as we can. That would be fabulous.
Just so you know, though, that any of the feedback that they receive at those pop-up sessions and stuff is fed back in to the survey and everything, so they might not fill out the survey, but they're still having their sentiments.
Yeah, that's great. It's just to make the surveys. But
so they normally take hard copy surveys with them as well.
Yeah. But if that could be done, that would be great. Thank you. If that can be noted, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't need to note it. The girls have already got all of that completely under control. So, and from what you're saying, Deb, it's quite easy to do. So take your point, Councillor Johnston. The more community engagement, the better. Do we need anything else? If we have nothing else from the council on this one, I'll take it to the vote. All in favour? Carried unanimous. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for their attendance and declare the meeting closed at 4:13. Thank you.
And get to the airport on time.